Welcome to hour number three. I am Jim Rome. Again, I don't know how closely you listen, but we kind of tweaked our clock, meaning I'm back at the top of every hour. So if you normally give yourself a little bit of a buffer for a few minutes past, don't do that. We are rejoining at the very top of the hour. So 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern. Here I am. Here the bleep I am. Top of the hour. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, this third hour is open. It belongs to you. Take advantage of it. 1-800-636-8686. We had Ben Mesrick. Nick Chubb made his jungle debut. Therese Paylor came in and handled his business as always. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Let me start this hour off with some reaction. Jamie in Green Bay is in first. He tweets, at this point, I'm just hoping a giant meteor slams into Earth and puts us all out of our misery. Yeah, I tend to go along the same lines as Ben Mesrick. I'm optimistic. I'm upbeat. The glass is half full, except the other half is filled with murder hornets. I don't know. Nothing is surprising at this point, right? Are you really surprised to hear that the murder hornets are here? And if they're not eradicated, they're here to stay. Oh, and they murder. Hornets that murder. Right. They're buzzing around in packs, buzzing out. If you listen to the buzz very quickly, or very carefully, you can hear it. Zzz, time to die. Zzz, you can hear it. Don't you hear that? I can hear it. At Not Total Big E tweets, is that the sound of a dude getting stung by a murder hornet or the sound of me shaving with a rusted skate blade? Ah! Yours, oh, Mick Rourke.
How bad is it?
Ah! Sounds pretty bad. At Table Slam Family tweets, ugh, God! Searing pain! Absolutely searing pain! Regards Hawk after tying his golf cleats.
Ah! Oh! Oh! Searing pain!
Dear Rome. Oh! Searing paint! Signed Scott Service?
Oh! Searing pain!
Dropping Absolute a heavy can pain. On his foot. Damn, who sent that? Searing paint. Scott Service dropping a heavy can on his foot. I'm not going to even dignify that by resetting that. Drew in West LA. I'm sure he has something significant to offer. Significant to offer. Let's see. Was that a guy stung by a murder hornet or Rex in the ABQ pinching off an insane loaf? Yeah, that's pretty mature, Drew. Even more mature by you, Hawk.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Searing pain. Yeah, that's great. That's funny.
Searing pain.
Pinching off a loaf smack. Yeah, that was great when I was 9. At Hitman Canadian tweets, did that guy get stuck by a murder hornet? Or did you just say, let's go to Matt in LA?
Ah! Oh! Oh, searing pain.
Hey man, don't make me. Don't make me. At Fang Fox tweets, that didn't sound so bad. Signed, that news lady that was cheating to win a wine grape stomping contest and tripped.
Oh, 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 oh.
Stop!
Ow, 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 oh, stop, oh, stop, oh, 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 I can't breathe.
Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is. Yeah,
you guys think so?
She took a hard pull off there.
She sounds like she got dragged by a truck.
Okay. Mm. We're going to make sure she is.
We'll try and check on her.
We'll try and check on her. We'll see if she's still alive and if it's not just searing pain. Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That sounds like that hurt.
Pain.
All right. Now I'm going to try and get the show back. Would you like to participate? 1-800-636-8686. All right, there's the question. Would you like to participate? And then the follow-up, but can you make it better? I know you'd like to participate, but can you make it better? You have your telephone number. You know where to find me on Twitter. You know how to email me. You know where to find me on Instagram. You know where to find me on Facebook. You know, all the normal stuff. But can you make it better? That's the question. All right, so over the weekend, once again, not a whole lot going on other than soaring, murderous hornets, UFOs, and the like. But another non-sports weekend, but another remarkable story from the sports world that was unearthed with an incredible tale from yesteryear. See, that's been the real silver lining of the pandemic, if there is one from a sporting standpoint. We've got a lot of guys reaching into their own personal archives to bring about anecdotes that we haven't heard before and ordinarily may never hear. And here's another one. A story making the rounds right now is former Raiders quarterback Bruce Gronkowski. And he told a 9-person Zoom call made up of Pro Football Focus writers what it was like to back up Jamarcus Russell in Oakland. Jamarcus Russell, for those who do not remember, will go down as one of, if not the biggest bust in NFL history. I'm not saying this was a bad guy. I'm just saying he was a big time bust. I mean, like, the bust that all others are measured up against. A former first overall pick out of LSU, tapped to turn the Raiders franchise around, only to bomb out of the league after 3 seasons with a 7-18 record, 23 picks, 15 lost fumbles. The former top pick overall. And each win that he did produce for the Raiders came with a price tag of $5.7 mil per win. Money extremely well spent. Psych. It should come as no surprise, then, that Jamarcus failed in the NFL, given his study habits. He didn't. Study, I mean. Not if you recall the legendary story of the coaches who sent him home with video to study. As the story goes, when the coaches asked him what he studied on that tape, he quickly told them blitz packages. They knew right then and there he was not doing the work because they sent him home with blank tapes. He straight up lied. Hey, so what did you see? What did you study? Oh, blitz packages. Really? Because there's nothing on the tapes, Jamarcus. If that wasn't enough in and of itself to cement his legendary work ethic, this story from Bruce should do the trick. Check this out.
Tuesdays are our days off, but not for the quarterback. You'd always go in, watch film, get a workout in, prepare for who you're playing next. Jamarcus would never come in on Tuesdays. Myself and Charlie Fry were the backups. We took upon ourselves to try, how can we get him to watch some film on Tuesday? So we'd bring some DVDs to his house. And to get to his house, though, to him be up for this, we had to stop by Wendy's and pick up like 10 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
This is an absolutely incredible story. And right up your Clone Alley. Right up the famous boulevard, right up the famous street known as Clone Alley. What an amazing story. Now, the audio on that was pretty good, but let me just read that back to you one time. Tuesdays are our days off, but not for the quarterback. Let me stop right there. Tuesday is an NFL off day. But those who really care find a way to get their work in anyway on Tuesdays. We know this. Quote, Tuesdays are our days off, but not for the quarterback. You'd always go in, watch film, get a workout in, and prepare for who you're playing next. Jamarcus would never come in on Tuesdays. Myself and Charlie Fry were the backups. We took it upon ourselves to get him to watch some film on Tuesdays. So we bring some DVDs to his house. But to get to his house, for him to be up for this, we had to stop by Wendy's and pick up 10 bacon junior cheeseburgers.
10 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Junior bacon cheeseburgers. Not we had to stop and pick up a junior bacon cheeseburger or two. 10.
10 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
A truly incredible story for so many reasons. Papa John cannot believe the amount of grub that Jamarcus Cheeseburger was inhaling back in the day.
40 pizzas in 30 days.
Yeah, well, if he was doing 10 every Tuesday, you do the math. That's more than 40 and 30. I mean, it's easy to get hung up on the 10 junior bacon cheeseburger part, right? But how about the fact that he would not come in on Tuesdays? Why don't we start right there? Because every quarterback is going in on Tuesdays, including your own backups. They're going in to watch film. The guy who's QB3 is going in on Tuesday to get a lift in, to get a workout in, to watch tape, but not Jamarcus. Your backups are, but not the number one pick overall, not the savior, not the alleged face of the franchise. I mean, there's leading from the front, and then there's that. There's leading from the front, and then there's staying home, waiting for your teammates to push bacon cheeseburgers down your throat. Has anyone ever cared any less about anything than Jamarcus Russell did about football during that particular period of his life? Hell no, he wasn't going into the facility on his day off. Hell no, he was not going to watch tape on his day off unless someone hand-delivered it to him along with 10 individually wrapped bacon cheeseburgers. Again, quote, to get to his house, for him to be up for this, we had to stop by Wendy's and pick up 10 bacon junior cheeseburgers.
10 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Junior bacon cheeseburgers. Yo, Jay. Yo, Big Dog. What's your address, Big Dog? We want to come over and study the Chiefs. My address? You got a pen? My address is Wendy's. Bruce, you go there first or I'm not home. That's funny, but that's funny, man. Really, what's your address? Wendy's Avenue. You go there or I'm not home. Bruce mentioned the quarterbacks wouldn't just watch film on Tuesdays, but they'd get a workout in too. Yeah, I'm going to put myself out there and guess that Jamarcus was not throwing any iron around after throwing around 10 bacon cheeseburgers.
10 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
If you're making your backups DoorDash you enough food to feed a large family, I seriously doubt that your next move is the elliptical. And based on the way Jamarcus looked when he left the NFL, I feel pretty confident in that assertion. If you need a bribe of 10 bacon cheeseburgers in order to watch TV, I cannot begin to fathom what he was demanding to do some actual cardio or lifting. Man, what a stud. What a power move. The $40 million quarterback having the backups bring him a sack of grease in order to get him to watch film. Credit to Bruce and Chuck for doing everything in their power to make this guy better. The problem is, it came at a cost of 10 bacon cheeseburgers.
10 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
You know the old saying, you can't outwork a bad diet? Jamark me down for 10 cheeseburgers. Prove that. And even if you want to argue that the 10 were for the three of them, 8 of them still went to Jamark me down. And I'm not even going to argue that the 10 were for the three of them. Once again, when this thing is all over and we do return to normalcy and the games are played, the hell are we going to talk about? This is the golden era. We're talking about UFOs, crypto, murder hornets, and we're going back in the archives and getting good stories that ordinarily we probably would never hear. Something good has come of this already. When, look at this, I mean, I haven't even taken a telephone call yet. And would you not argue that this is a really good show? We're good, we're fine.
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell. I'm having a great time. I don't think Jamarcus is. Hey, but don't blame me, big fella. It's not my story. Go to Bruce G. And I'm going to go to Bruce G first and thank him. What an amazing story. You got anything else like that, Bruce? You know where to find me, BG. You have not come in the jungle for a long time, PG. You know where to find me. 1-800-636-8686. All right, when we come back, I can go straight with it. Andy Dalton, Cowboy. I want to talk about what that means and what that doesn't mean. I want to talk more about The Last Dance. I started the show with a recap of Ep 5. And I can talk about Ep 6. I want to talk about Mike and his cigar-smoking tendencies. All that is still ahead. The chances, maybe I get somebody. Mitch Trubisky did not get year 5. The option for year 5 picked up. We can talk about what that means to him and to them. Can this guy beat out Nick Foles? Is he a major bust like Jamarcus? All that's coming up. Phone lines are open. Hit me there. Hit me on Twitter. Hit me on the email. Just find a way in here and find a way to make it better.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Hey there. Welcome back. I'm looking for a good telephone call. I want to talk more about The Last Dance. I gave you my thoughts on F5, but not my thoughts on F6. We've covered a lot of ground today. We had 3 excellent interviews. Not done yet. Why don't we try a telephone call? I've tried everything but. Let's try a call. We go to Wisconsin. Speaking of Wisconsin, I don't want to say there are murder hornets there, but I've been to Wisco in the summertime. There's some big-ass bugs. This guy might know. Let's find out. We go to Wisconsin. Bob in Wisco. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great today.
Good.
It's actually nice here.
Good.
So my wife and I, in about 2008, we went and we traveled in Japan, and we homestayed with a Shinto priest and his family. So one night they take us out to this little sushi place that's down by the ocean. And we're in there. They knew I liked sake. So we're drinking sake and getting pretty well lit up. And all of a sudden the Shinto priest, he disappears. But I'm there with the rest of the family and all that. We're doing fine. So he must have went home, and he comes back and he's got this bottle, and it's a bottle of sake. And he says, if you drink this, you get the power of the hornet. So we look in it, and here it is, and it's got a whole bunch of those giant Japanese hornets floating in it. So this is murder hornet-infused sake. So my wife and I, we both get a little cup of this stuff, and they like pushing us to see what we would do. So we both drank it, and about 20 minutes, my mouth was just dead numb from the venom that it infused from those hornets that were in there. It was just unbelievable.
So let me ask you something. Like what? Okay, 2 questions. If you weren't already wasted, would you have done that?
I probably would have, because they like to see how far they could push us. They'd put some really odd food and stuff in front of us. But it was, I'm pretty up for pretty much trying lots of different stuff.
Hey Bob, if they had said go in front of a moving train, would you have done that?
No.
Okay, good. So if it made your entire mouth go numb, what'd it do to your head?
Well, yeah, I was pretty out of it. I hadn't been that set back by alcohol for years.
And this was at the behest of a priest.
Oh yeah, well, he was a fun guy though. It was a lot of fun. I took a bottle of tequila with the worm in it, and I made him drink that and eat the worm.
Wow, man, good times. All right, so let me respond. Thanks. That actually made it better. All right, so that's a guy with a story, and I've got no reason to believe that's not true. And I'm looking at a story right now that Adam Hawk actually found. Wow, that looks disgusting. There it is. Killer. The title of the article is, I got buzzed on killer Japanese hornet cocktails. And sure enough, there is a jar full of hornets. And the venom, and the cocktail. Yeah, pass. Hard pass. There's a gigantic jar. And there's the chef or waiter with a big-ass ladle dipping into the jar and pulling out a bunch of hornets. Hey, look, I'm not going to lie. I bumped into a couple of glasses of tequila over the weekend. That's my latest thing right now. I'm not going near the murder hornet juice. Not feeling that. Don't want to know. Unlike homeboy there in Wisconsin, I'm not, quote, up for anything. I'm up for some things. I'm not up for that. Me, I'm going to run away from this train, not to the train. If I see murder hornets, I'm not running to them. And I'm certainly not drinking them. Ah! Have you not heard this cat? Here's a guy that ran to the train. Here's a guy that ran to the hornet. Listen to what happened to him.
Ah! Oh, this thing stuck in my arm. Oh!
Ooh. How bad is it?
Ah! Oh! Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain. There's where the stinger went in, right there. Did you not see how slow this sting was? Oh!
I see blood.
Ah! Oh, my gosh.
All right, so really quickly. That dude is Coyote Peterson. He went all the way to Japan to find a murder hornet to get stung, because this is what this guy does. Hey, Coyote, I don't want you telling me how to do my job, so I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but they found one of these things in Washington State. I mean, I guess it's better for the show to go to Japan, but you didn't have to go all the way to Japan to get stung. You could have gone to Washington State where they found one. Anyway, this dude goes all the way to Washington State to get stung by a single murder hornet. Japan, I should say.
Ah!
One. That's what one sting sounded like. Now, granted, these things look like raptors, but it's only one. What happens when there is a swarm of a few thousand of them and they get us? If that's what one sting feels like, what's it going to feel like when several thousand get us? I don't want to know, which is why I'm going to stay indoors. War the quarantine. War it never ending. The hell if I want to come out and find out. Again, it feels like burning, piercing steel.
Burning.
Steel.
Burning.
You don't like the sound of that at all. 1-800-636-8686. Like I said, the pandemic is producing a lot of stories that ordinarily we would never get. The story about Jamarcus Russell having to be bribed with 10 bacon cheeseburgers in order to work on a, quote, off day. And the story of some dude in Wisconsin who, back in 2008, I think he said, went to Japan, stayed with a priest, and drank some murder hornet sake. I'm going to try and order that next time I go to a Japanese restaurant. Hey, yo, Rome, what's up? You want your usual Sapporo and sake? No. I would like a Sapporo and murder sake. Have you got that? You keep that in the back, right? Let's go back and get some of that personal stash of murder hornet sake. I'll pay for it. It's got to be locked up in the glass, right? You've got that in the glass out back. Let me think. Who in the jungle would know about murder hornet sake? Silk? Jerome? Elk? I'm just thinking about people who drink. And drink kind of different stuff. Who am I missing, Hawk? That's a bad take. He said Wetzel. You mean Dan Wetzel? No, man. No, he's well-traveled, but that's not what he drinks. Keep Wetzel's name out of your mouth. Let me think. I don't know. Anybody else? I will put it out to you. Is there anybody else who has had murder hornet sake? I don't really have a refined palate for it because sake to me just tastes all the same. It tastes like hot tea or hot wine, which is what it is, right? When we return.
Absolute searing pain.
Searing pain. I've got a thought on Ep 6 of The Last Dance. We covered Ep 5 already. Stay tuned. You are in the jungle. Wetzel, Adam, is about Busch Light. He's a Busch Light aficionado. He is well-traveled, I'll give you that. extremely well-respected journo, but he is a Busch Light aficionado. Speaking of light, did you watch The Last Dance last night? How about that one scene where Mike and Ron Harper and Scotty are pounding light beer after a game, all suited up on the trainer's table, drinking, incredibly enough, light beer? Wonder what that was all about. All right, stay with it. Mike went from sipping on orange juice when he was young, when he was with sponsors, to light beer. There's got to be more to that. To branded tequila, of course. $1,800 branded tequila in a $400 tumbler. MBN. Time now, we have brought it back. The triumphant return of the bottom of the hour sports update, and here it is. Which means a return of the king himself, Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Monday is an ATP day. Also known as the Ask the Pros, you submit a question, I answer it. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The queen is back. She owns this spot. Bella B. in Calgary asks, hi, Jim. Would you say you're getting more calories from food or alcohol lately? Bella, yes. See you on Wednesday, Bella.
I love when you talk hockey.
Yes. But for me, it's not the straight calories from the booze. It's the decisions I make after I have some booze in terms of what I eat. That's where that comes into play. Like the calories themselves are, I don't want to say negligent, but, you know, a little bit of tequila straight. It's not too bad. That's clean burning fuel. It's what I shovel into my gullet after I do that. Here's a bonus. Jimmo's. A lot of clones address you as Rome Slice. Where does that gloss come from? Brent and PC. Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Hey, Brent, that is an awesome question. Actually, Brent, that's a pretty stupid question. Come on, Brent, really? Rome Slice. That doesn't require some sort of deep dive. Yeah, sorry, Rome. I haven't been listening since 1987. I don't know where Rome Slice came from. I don't know, Brent. I'm guessing it's because it rhymes with home slice. Rome Slice, home slice. Now you know, Brent. There are no dumb questions, Brent. Now you know. Okay, see what else we have here. Romathan. Hey, Brent, don't ask why they call me Romathan. Nobody does but this guy. Romathan, has it been a month or a year in quarantine for Hawk? Signed, nobody else needs a haircut more than Hawk. Signed, Vaughn. In Fort Collins. Bro, just product. Hashtag product. You don't need a haircut, you just need product. Hey, Jim, come check this out. Some idiot left a water bottle where the Pringles chip can goes on the treadmill. Signed, Jay Russell. Wore James Kelly's 10 Egg McMuffins on Friday mornings. Jake in New York City. New York City, baby. You know what's hilarious about you invoking James Kelly's name and the 10 breakfast entrees? First of all, that you would invoke his name and reference 10 breakfast sandwiches, because that does sound like James Kelly. James Kelly, after I did that take on Jamarcus, sent me a note. And it reads, no joke, met Jamarcus with Adrian Peterson and a bunch of dudes from that 07 class at a rookie symposium, working for the media. Jamarcus was making his rounds with a bag of fast food, and an extra, extra large soda. And I thought, wow. Hey, Flight Deck, that story's good. Not nearly as good as Bruce's story, but it's a good story nonetheless. But then again, what a hypocrite James Kelly is. Like, James Kelly's cracking on a guy for having a bag full of fast food. Dude, look in the mirror. That's you, JK. JK's feeling it, though, because he knows there's UFC to bet on this weekend. Yeah, I can't lie to you. I got my gamble on this weekend a little bit. Went online. They were running at Oaklawn and at Gulfstream. I hadn't bet anything in several weeks. I can't lie. That thing hit my bloodstream. It felt pretty good. It felt pretty good. UFC 249 is coming off this weekend in Florida. We'll hit that later on this week. Hey, Rome, ESPN should make a documentary on Jamarcus Russell's last season and call it The Last Danish. 1-800-636-8686. James Kelly trying to defend himself. Hey, nobody paid James Kelly $35 million either. Actually, JK, I think it was 40. This one says, Aloha, Jim. My favorite part of that Jamarcus Russell reset was he obviously was trying to watch his weight by only ordering the junior-sized cheeseburgers instead of just ordering two triple bacon Wendy cheeseburgers like any other normal 300-plus pound blob would order to grind on. Lance in Honolulu, that is a brilliantly written email. Lance, are you really in Honolulu? You must be right, or you wouldn't have started the email with Aloha, Jim. That is so great. Aloha, Jim. My favorite part of that Jamarcus Russell reset was he obviously was trying to watch his weight by only ordering the junior-sized cheeseburgers instead of just ordering two triple bacon Wendy cheeseburgers like, quote, any other normal 300-pound blob would order to grind on. Lance with the best email of the day. Aloha, Lance. Aloha means you rule. Haven't been to Honolulu in a long time. I can tell you this, though. One of my lasting memories of Honolulu was walking out of the hotel as a teenager on the streets of Oahu. Do the math, all right? I'm a middle-aged person. Walking out of the hotel, and I want to say it was the Royal Hawaiian. For some reason, my old man, he did business with that hotel. Yeah, I think about that hotel. He loved it. Walked out of the Royal Hawaiian, walked down the street. I don't think I made it 100 feet without somebody trying to sell me pot. It's like a 17-year-old. And me being the 17-year-old dope and dork from Calabasas, California. I'm like, huh? What? Huh? This guy's like... I'm like, no, I'm good. Okay, you want a hooker? No, I'm good at that too. I'm good with that. Now I'm just going for a little walk. Ray and SA tweet, true story. Ray and SA tweets, you mean they didn't serve any Japanese murder hornet sake at Geisha House? Never saw it there. They didn't serve that. They served something much worse. The murder crop dusting. Hey, Rome, I stick myself with murder hornets every time I perform. Yours, Yoko. Nick in Maine. What, you mean like... Yeah, one of those hornets got her. I think that's performance art.
Oh. I see blood.
Ah. Oh, my God. Ah. Ah. Oh, this thing's stuck in my hand. Oh, how bad is it? Oh, absolute searing pain. There's one staring in right there. Did you not see how small this thing was?
Hold up a moment. I don't want to mess with your symphony. Who was in the most pain of those three? Coyote Peterson. That reporter who took that header... stomping grapes, or Yoko, who was stung by whatever she was stung by.
Oh, searing pain.
Who is in the most pain? Thank you, Alan. Dear Rome, John in Syracuse watched the Star Wars movie 1,481 times. Guess how many times he's had me. You do the math. Regards, sex. He said it himself. He's keeping his nose clean.
Sex with me.
Staying indoors, watching Star Wars, because he doesn't do social life. Or sex. But how many times do you think that guy's been arrested? Probably never. He's probably
sometimes
never even gotten in trouble.
Sometimes he doesn't understand human behavior.
May the 4th. It's incredible that in this pandemic time that I would leave so much good content on the cutting room floor. There's so many things I didn't get to today. How is that even possible? It's a three-hour sports talk show where there are no sports, and some of my best stuff does not even make it to air. How is it that this show is better during the pandemic? I have no idea. Today is May 4th. Like, now I'm stuck. I wonder if I can float this thing over another hour to get to the things I didn't get to. Tiki and Tierney are like, yeah, bro, go right ahead. Take the whole damn show if you want. I mean, like, my May the 4th take, does that work on the 5th? Because then we're on a Cinco de Mayo. I love that song. May the 4th be with you. To most people, that means absolutely nothing. The fact that today is May the 4th. To some of you people, though, sadly, it means absolutely everything. Which is why I'm bumping this song. May the 4th has become the official Star Wars holiday. Official to people who dress up like Wookiees for Comic-Con. And then cuddle up with a BB-8 plushie to fall asleep. And that's because May the 4th sounds just like May the Force. So instead of saying, May the Force be with you, all these wannabe Jedis just say, May the 4th be with you. It's about as clever and creative as the 8th installment of the movies, which Orlando Magic Big Man Nikola Vucevic laid out and destroyed perfectly when he appeared on the show last year. What was it about The Last Jedi that bothered you so much?
Well, I just think that like they went away from everything that Star Wars kind of stands for, and that's kind of what bothered me. I just felt like in Last Jedi they kind of, in a way, disrespected a lot of it. Like they made Luke Skywalker look terrible. They made Leia look bad. They just went away from everything that it stands for. And as a fan, you know, you just like it was just to me it was not good. And then they try to make it like funny and a comedy when it's not. Like Star Wars is pretty dark, actually.
Right? That's a super fan saying the franchise has completely disrespected itself, its history, and its fans with how stupid that series has gotten. Now, full disclosure, I did see the first three in theaters. I love them. They're epic, game-changing films. To say anything otherwise would just be a hot take for the sake of a hot take. I don't play that. But when your franchise makes more movies than The Fast and the Furious, and six of them aren't even as good as the hilariously horrible Tokyo Drift, then you have yourself a problem.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
So today is not so much of a celebration of the franchise for the creators as it is an excuse to peddle more merch to the biggest and easiest marks in the entire galaxy. Naturally, Star Wars, the brand, is dropping new stuffed animals, new Lego toys, and the 9th movie on Disney Plus, all of which are very much for purchase today. May the credit card be with you. May the credit card be with you. You losers are skating. You're lucky I ran out of time.
It's just unfair.
Speaking of credit cards, this segment brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges. It helps if you need to fix them. It is there to help you out. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you are not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. That is CapitalOne.com. My thanks to Ben Mesrick, Nick Chubb, Therese Paylor, all of you clones, the XR4TI. We're done.
Now I'm done.